Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, 22nd October 2021, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Michael Owen, MUFG's Head of Global Client Desk for EMEA in London. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Good afternoon, Lee. We've seen a bit of a weaker dollar this week. Could you please explain to our listeners what's been going on?
Yes, Michael, we've certainly seen the kind of dollar correct lower over the past week or so, kind of reversing the gains that we saw last month. So I think kind of one of the main drivers behind this weaker dollar that we've seen is kind of risk sentiment has picked up again. So if we look at things like global equity indices, those suffered quite a sizable correction in September. But over the last couple of weeks, that's obviously kind of largely reversed as equity markets have rebounded. And I think investors are certainly become less concerned over kind of risks to global growth and from kind of stagflation pressures. And at the same time as well, the kind of focus last month was very much on kind of heightened concerns over downside risks to growth in China, given the headlines over Evergrande default. But those kind of concerns appear to have at least eased in the near term. We saw just today, Evergrande made a US debt payment, dollar payment, which I think has come as some relief for market participants. And as if we look as well at kind of capital flows from China, particularly the equity market from foreign investors, this month we have seen kind of outflows, but the size of those outflows look relatively modest compared to kind of previous episodes of weakness in China, where we saw much bigger outflows during the kind of US-China trade war, during kind of President Trump's term, and also the big kind of renminbi devaluation back in 2015. So it looks like the kind of Evergrande kind of fallout at this stage in terms of the financial market impact is proving fairly limited. And that's obviously, I think, helping investors to kind of see through these risks for now. Like we still think kind of further down the road, this will be a bigger kind of negative shock to growth in China, particularly the kind of real estate sector. So it does still pose downside risks to kind of commodity emerging market currencies as we move into next year. But for the very near term, at least, it doesn't look like this is going to be a kind of a big mover for FX markets right now.
Yeah, thanks very much. And what are we expecting from central banks this week?
Yeah, obviously this week we've got the three major central banks, got Bank of Canada, ECB, and the Bank of Japan as well. Obviously what we've seen over the last week has been a further kind of hawkish repricing of central bank expectations across the kind of G10 major central bank markets. I think the Bank of England obviously has been kind of leading the way and encouraging markets to bring forward rate hike expectations into the next meeting in November. It seems to be kind of triggering a kind of broader reappraisal of the outlook for other major central banks as well. So the Bank of England are now signaling that they can't wait for much longer, really, given that they think that inflation pressures aren't going to be as transitory as they previously had hoped. And they feel that if they don't take action now to really try and dampen upside risks to inflation expectations, then those kind of higher inflation expectations could become more embedded in the economy and lead to more persistent periods of higher inflation going forward. So that seems to be kind of catching on as an idea which other central banks are likely to kind of adopt as well going forward. So that's certainly what's happening in terms of price action. But obviously next week, we will get, obviously, the Bank of Canada and the ECB in particular will have an opportunity to either kind of validate this kind of recent price action or kind of push back against expectations for earlier hikes. So for the Bank of Canada, we do think that they will be kind of encouraged by the recent data from Canada. We've seen, obviously, stronger bounce back in the labour market in Canada since the summer period. And on top of that as well, inflation as well has come in stronger than expected in the third quarter. So there is justification there fundamentally for them to announce a further tightening of policy next week. We think that they'll probably announce plans to bring an end to their quantitative easing program by the end of this year. And then that obviously will open up the possibility of them starting rate hikes next year. And I think the market's going to be watching to see what the Bank of Canada says very closely on the timing of rate hikes. At the moment, they're currently signaling that they're going to wait until the second half of next year, but we think the risk is increasing that they could start to raise rates before the second half. And that's what the market is pricing in. So if we were to see any shift in terms of that forward guidance, then that could be something which could reinforce the upward momentum for the Canadian dollar going forward. And then finally, the ECB. We think actually they're probably more likely to be on the more dovish side compared to the Bank of Canada. I think they'll be much more likely to push back against expectations for earlier rate hikes. So if you look at the European interest rate market in recent weeks, it has moved to even price in a rate hike from the ECB over the next couple of years. To us, that is still premature, and I think the ECB will think of it the same way. If you look at what they've done recently, they've kind of strengthened their forward rate guidance. And if you look at their inflation forecasts, they still expect inflation to fall back below target. So I think given that backdrop, it's very difficult to see the ECB accepting that the market is right to be pricing in hikes at this stage. So if we do see some stronger pushback from the ECB, that could be something which triggers some euro weakness next week. But really, the kind of main policy focus next year for the ECB is going to be kind of tapering quantitative easing. And we won't get kind of further details over those plans until the December meeting.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you very much, Michael. Good to speak to you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.